Perceiving the glory in a blade of grass. If we were fully awake and fully sensible, looking at a single blade of grass would throw us into conniptions of wonder and spasms of worship. Some of us might weep and fall to the ground overcome. Others might feel supercharged, invigorated, wanting to jump and shout. But first, our eyes must be opened. As it is now, most of us say, right, big deal, a blade of grass. So what? We are asleep to the glory of God all about us. We see the world only in dull and off-focused monochrome. The whole earth is presently saturated with the glowing, reverberating glory of God. But it goes unnoticed. We need not conclude that there is no glory to behold. We are immersed in glory. Did you know that birds see colors we don't? If an eagle could read, they could read a newspaper 100 feet away. There is more glory about us than we know. Our lack of perception is the issue. As kids, we watched The Wizard of Oz. The movie starts in black and white, and when the door is opened to Oz, the scene is revealed in vibrant technicolor. We were the first family on the street with a color TV. Neighbor kids came over to watch the magic. Disney employed the same effect as The Wizard of Oz. The pixie would fly in front of the black and white castle, tap her wand, and splash! The castle was covered in color. The effect is even used in modern movies. In Beauty and the Beast, the curse is lifted, people are restored to their rightful state, and the castle brightens and becomes colorful. We meet amazing angelic creatures in Ezekiel 10. Verse 12 says, their entire bodies, including their backs, their hands, and their wings, were completely full of eyes. Do you suppose those creatures might have more perceptive abilities than we do? No wonder they worship God. They sing about it. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory." The world is darkened to His glory. Even we Christians who have gained windows into the glory see it partially. But a great day of awakening is upon us when perceptiveness will shoot through the roof. Habakkuk prophesied a day when the glory of the Lord would no longer be hidden. It will be perceived. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Next time you see a blade of grass, find out how much of the magnificence of God is found drenching its structures. Wake up, world, and behold the glory. O Lord, open our eyes. Let us know what you're perceiving of the glory of God. This is Stephen C. Johnson with LandingStripEnterprises.com.